Scripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
My name's Niamh O'Connor, and this is my podcast, Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You may have seen me knocking around TikTok and Instagram, but if you don't know me, this podcast is the best way to get to know anything and everything there is to know about me. When I was thinking of an idea for my podcast, I wanted it to be something really authentic. I wanted it to be something that reflected me, and I thought Unscripted was just that. I think everybody knows that's one thing that I definitely am. We all know I've had my fair shares of ups and downs, so whether it's love life or just a daily dilemma, I'm going to be here to help. I've probably gone through it. Each week, I'll be covering a new topic and asking you guys to send in your dilemmas for me to answer right here in the studio. There'll be new episodes available every Wednesday on the Go Loud app or wherever you guys get your podcasts. On this week's episode, we had a very highly anticipated episode. It was a OnlyFans episode, but we did it in a kind of different way than other people. And we had a panel. We had a girl here who has quit OnlyFans and one that's still very active on it. We discussed Bonnie Blue. Then we discussed all things OnlyFans. We answered all of your burning questions. And let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of laughs. And then we answered our dilemma. We only had one dilemma this week, but it was a good one. Hi, guys, and welcome back to episode 11 of Unscripted. Guys, I think there's a bit of a hot topic at the moment on social media because of the whole Bonnie Blue situation. I feel like a lot of people are very interested in learning about OnlyFans. So today I'm joined by two very special guests, Bia and Rachel. Girls, do you just want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, guys. My name is Bia and I am 26. So I started doing OnlyFans in, I think, the start of 2020, and I'm still doing it now. My Instagram is basicbia22 and my TikTok is the same.
Okay, so that's Bia. Now we have Rachel. Guys, both of them are very, very nervous, so we need to give them all of the love.
I'm so nervous, man. Hi, guys. My name is Rachel and I'm 24. I started OnlyFans, say, about the end of 2020, the start of 2021. And I did quit it about a year and a half ago, probably 2 years now. And my Instagram is Rachel Louise Kelly, but my TikTok, I go by Rachel X Ann. Yeah.
Perfect. And guys, me, as you know, well, maybe some of you won't know, but I did OnlyFans and I quit probably about a year ago. It actually, do you know what? I think it's exactly a year ago this month. So happy quitting OnlyFans anniversary to me. Right, girls, before we started this episode, right, we were just talking a little bit about the Bonnie Blue situation and both Bia and Rachel said they didn't know. So I need to give them like an explanation and a rundown of the situation and so we can discuss it. And for any of you listeners that maybe don't know as well. Right, girls. So Bonnie Blue is a girl that does OnlyFans, right? But she uses like extreme rage bait. Like I'm talking, I've never seen anybody use rage bait like she does. So first thing, she puts up videos being like, okay, like I'm going to sleep with like 100 men in 24 hours. Kind of the same. Yeah, that kind of vibe, right? And basically she records it and like they have to sign it, you know, like a consent form.
Right, so a model release form.
Yeah, a model release form.
Does she actually do it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just like bait. Like, I'm going to do this.
No.
I'm going to actually like do it. I'm just going to ask you guys.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, she does it.
There's a few girls doing that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen somebody that was doing it and I was like, that's not real. Like,
yeah.
No way is that real.
Yeah, like you pay.
Because you know the way you always say like, you say stuff that's not real.
Yeah.
You know, like, to promote it like you do, everybody does. But I thought that was that. Like, I thought that was definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, she does it. And not just that, right? She went on a podcast, basically, right? She brought her mom on the podcast.
Oh, God.
And her mom talked about how she cleans up the condoms and stuff after these, like, sex marathons that she has, right? Now, it gets worse. Then she went.
Poor mom.
Yeah. Her poor mom. Then she went on GK Barry's podcast, okay? And on GK Barry's podcast, she sat there. Actually, I don't know if it was on GK Barry's podcast or if it was on some radio station. I'm not 100% sure, but she said that if you are not pleasing your man, that your man has every right to go and look for sexual gratification elsewhere. So basically, if you're not getting on your knees for your man, then he can go and cheat on you.
No.
No. And my issue, right, I don't know if you will agree, my issue with this, right, I don't care like how many people someone sleeps with, like whatever, it's not really my business and I don't care. My issue is that obviously being in the community, I know a lot of girls in the community and I have a lot of friends in the community, and now the whole world is shitting on every single girl in the community because of these two girls. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like every video... I feel like every video I've seen on the Few page, it's not addressing Bonnie Blue directly. It's talking about OnlyFans girls as a whole when majority don't use that.
It makes it us, like, obviously not you anymore, but it makes the girls who do OnlyFans and don't act like that. It makes us look bad.
Exactly.
They kind of advertise that, like, all OnlyFans girls are the exact same then.
Yeah, so people just look at that and they're like, oh my God, every OnlyFans girl is kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When that's not the case, like.
Yeah, and I think as well, a lot of OnlyFans girls do OnlyFans because there is not that kind of personal, like, you know, in-person connection, like you're not actually meeting people and, you know, doing these things. So I feel like it opens a really dangerous door as well when there's girls going online being like, okay, well, I'm sleeping with 100 men. It kind of gives this impression that like every single OnlyFans girl would be up for that, and yeah, it puts them, yeah, maybe
you
into,
know, that's actually not even allowed on, like, you're not allowed to meet people from,
yeah,
OnlyFans. It's actually against the rules on, yeah, OF, like, to actually do that.
Yeah, against... I wonder how, because she has blown up so big, I wonder how she's actually getting away with it. I suppose maybe because she's kind... Well, I suppose it is definitely against the terms and conditions.
It is 100%. You're not allowed even, like, say meet. You're not, yeah, even allowed write meet. But I suppose if you have a model release form and you set that up somewhere else, if they're setting up... Because I remember... hearing one girl said that like her agency set it up,
mm-hmm, yeah,
that would not have been on like OF itself,
yeah,
so obviously they got the release forms from OF and the manager or whatever the agency sorted it out,
yeah,
and they signed release forms, so then it's kind of like
over,
yeah, yeah, do you, yeah, get me, like it's just kind of, that's,
it's
allowed,
a loophole,
yeah, like, yeah, basically, yeah, 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 that's, yeah, the word I was looking for,
yeah,
it's kind of a loophole into being able to actually do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like on hers, she was like, she filmed all the guys' feet. Like there was literally 101 of them, like all lined up.
For OnlyFans?
Yeah.
And she was like, she put up a video of her explaining it all on TikTok, like explaining that she had to give like 5 minutes each time. Like each, mm-hmm, guy got like 5 minutes. And then at the end, she was running out of time. So like,
oh,
all
gosh,
the lads at the end just got like a minute. Like,
yeah.
And crazy.
Guys, I'm sorry, but some guys are just so desperate.
Yeah, I know, like,
that.
This is the this, like, is the other thing. Everyone's talking about the girls, right? Why is no one talking about how fucking desperate these guys are? Like, imagine going and queuing up.
It's so different when it's guys. They think, oh, fair play to you, fair play to you. And, yeah, it's a guy, like, but if it's a girl that's doing it, like, it's,
yeah,
like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just think that the guys are just as bad, like,
yeah,
even worse. Like,
even
imagine
worse,
actually waiting in that queue for 8 hours.
Yeah.
For
eight hours?
A girl for 1 minute.
For sure.
Oh, my God. I think I can be, like, the best bloody 1 minute of their life.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like.
Yeah.
Jesus. She posts that on TikTok.
Yeah.
Look her up.
I literally post like just this outfit and I'm getting banned off.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And no, TikTok has gone.
I don't use it.
But this is their kind of loophole in TikTok now, because we used to post like videos like shaking our asses and, mm-hmm, stuff, right? That's, you can't really do that anymore on TikTok. Even back, like when I was quitting OnlyFans, TikTok was really, really clamping down. Like there was a warning on my page on TikTok, and like when you went to follow, there was a warning, and they were really, really clamping down on content. So a lot of girls were kind of going off TikTok, mm-hmm, but they're loopholing it now by doing like day in my life as a spicy worker,
talking.
You know?
Yeah, the talking ones are really, really like up there.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I did that once and that was it. But I felt so cringe just doing
it. I used to do it like back in the day, but I just don't promote on TikTok anymore.
No, you use actually, because this is, I think this is something that I've always been very interested in. You kind of use Reddit a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Like you'd be very popular on Reddit.
Yeah.
I never understood, right?
Very hard.
Yeah. I never got Reddit. I just didn't, even now, I'm like, I feel like I'm scared of Reddit.
Yeah, it's scary. It's banned for no reason, man. I'm banned out like so many different subreddits. No,
Reddit's
so annoying.
Scary now, because like in the job that I'm in now, oh my God, I was actually just saying earlier, but I only found this out a week ago. I've been in the job like 7 months. Everything was totally fine till a week ago. I've only became friends with her, and she made it aware that my photos were on Reddit.
Oh.
And I had no clue, because I don't use Reddit.
Yeah.
I think I tried to use it once and I was just like, this is just crap.
Yeah.
And then there was just somebody in that place, and I was actually in work at this stage. You know, I was a new girl just sitting in a corner.
Yeah.
And they were showing my nudes.
Oh, no.
To everyone.
See.
And I was just like, I'm here because like we're mixed with other workers that aren't part of our section. And I'm here paranoid walking around now. Like,
who's seen them?
Have they seen my nudes?
Yeah.
And I know, oh my, like, God. My friends, like, boyfriend scene and all this, and I'm just like, oh, and she tried to make me feel better. She's like, Lisa's a nice coochie. I was like, okay, and then I dropped her home. I was like, stop talking.
Okay, well, I can help you with that because I know how to get stuff removed. So
I know I got it removed the first month in the job because I started seeing someone, and he works in like a different section, and he was like, oh, just to let you know, all the lads seen like this Reddit page.
Oh no!
And like I knew about it like as soon as I started the job because he told me, but I didn't know that people in work seen it.
Yeah.
So I was just like, 7 months down the line, everybody already seen it before I managed to get it taken down.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh.
Well, it won't happen again.
I should have got in there quicker.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, but it's not your, this is the thing, it's not your fault that people
Did
are
you
doing
post
revenge
them to
for.
Reddit?
No.
Well then, yeah, it's not your fault.
Yeah, it's
like
not your
name
fault.
Or anything wasn't attached. So I'm so
That's
confused.
That's the worst thing.
I'm so confused on how people actually copped it, because like my OnlyFans wasn't attached to it. And like even on OnlyFans, I had a different name.
I'll tell you how they copped it, because men be creeping those Reddit threads looking for leaks of girls. That's how.
Reddit's crazy.
Like that was a deep
Reddit search. Is crazy.
Reddit is a bit of a cesspit, isn't it? Mm, when it comes to
it's like crazy. A weird like Twitter porn or something.
Yeah.
That's well, the way I think
it's crazy. Like there's a normal side to Reddit, like Twitter, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
The way Twitter is, like there's a non-explicit side to Twitter in the same way there is to Reddit. But when you're on the dark side of Reddit, it's worse than Twitter.
It's probably more like the dark web.
Yeah, and there's not even that, like there's just different types of stuff that is on it as well. That's just like, not even like sexual stuff, like there's other things that's on that's just like, wow. I don't use my real name, so.
Yeah.
I didn't use my real name on
I didn't use my real name, but unfortunately, basically is my real name at this point. I have tried to disconnect from my old identity, so we won't even mention it here. But right, so guys, we have some questions. I feel like a lot of these questions are probably a lot of the things that people would want to know. We actually put up a question box and we kind of went off what you guys were asking in terms of questions that you have for us. And the reason I thought it was really important to do this episode in the way that I'm doing it is because I want to have a load of varying opinions. OnlyFans is something that's a very unique experience for everybody. I feel like, you know, Bia might think one way about something that Rachel thinks differently about, or I might think differently than Rachel about something. So I wanted to kind of have a load of varying opinions so that we can all bounce off each other and people can get kind of a full perspective of what OnlyFans is about. Because when you're listening to just one person, of course that one person might love it, then there might be somebody else that might think a different way, and I think it's important to have all of the perspectives. Okay, so Rachel, just out of interest, what actually made you start OnlyFans?
Right. So basically, I do have a friend that does OnlyFans, and she's been doing it for ages. I think she was on and off, like she quit, she's back on it, she quit and all that. And I just seen how much money she was making, and I was like, that's mad. And I was with somebody at this stage. I think I used to drop a few little hints, like, oh, how would you feel about it?
Yeah.
And then I told him how much my friend was making, and then he was just like, oh shit, okay.
Okay.
And then I used to have like my brothers being like, will you fucking do it so you can get us better Christmas presents? So they always saw me for getting them shit Christmas presents.
Yeah.
So then, you know, it came into more thought, and then I sat down with my ex and I was just like, here, look, can I do it? Yeah, so like that's kind of like just the way I started it. And no, it was just a bit of a weird one, but no, it was definitely my friend that kind of convinced me anyway.
Yeah.
And I was just, I'm so insecure about my body, like just so small. And, you know, I felt like OnlyFans, because it's so directed at just like that person, like that's your profile.
Yeah.
Where like, obviously if you go on porn, you're looking up like a small petite or whatever, but like those people are subscribing just to you.
Yeah.
So it was such a great body confidence thing.
Boost,
like,
yeah.
Boost, like, and yeah, that's pretty much how I just started it. I
was perfect.
Just, like, I just wanted more confidence.
More confidence and more money. Right, Bia, how did you?
So I was a finalist in Miss Bikini Ireland, and I never actually went to go ahead with it because I ended up starting doing OnlyFans, and it was during COVID. So it was taking ages for it to actually come along. So it was just, my time just wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had photographers asking me to do shoots, and I was doing bikini shoots, and then I ended up doing like a topless shoot. I remember somebody hired me to do a photo shoot in this abandoned house. And I ended up doing a topless shoot, and I was like, I enjoyed that or whatever. And I felt really good about myself, because I remember I was only after breaking up with my ex. So I felt really good and just real, like, like confident, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and especially because these photographers were coming out asking me to take pictures and da-da-da-da. So I ended up starting an OnlyFans then, because I just felt like it, really. I felt good, and I was like, why not? And I was like, I'm never going to, like, show my, you know.
Yeah.
On it or at night. I'm just going to do topless, da-da-da-da. And then I just kept making money, and then more money come in.
Yeah.
I was just like, hell, girl, I'm doing all I want.
You're everything.
And then a lot of people were kind of like that at the start. I didn't even.
Oh, I was like that. Yeah. I said, I, like, literally, my first ever posts on OnlyFans were so embarrassing. It was like, I don't know what even I was doing. I don't even think I was topless in my first
one. Mine are still there and I'm not.
Yeah.
Like in a mirror, like with my ass sticking out, like a little tongue. It's actually so funny. And I lived in a mobile back then.
No way.
Yeah, so it's in the little mobile. And it's just so funny. You know what I mean?
No way. And Bia, you, one thing I'll say about Bia, I feel like OnlyFans content really, really brought you so much confidence and brings you so much confidence.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen some of Bia's content. Okay, we're friends. So I know, I don't know even know how to explain this, but Bia really does ooze confidence in her content. Whereas with me, I feel like it's maybe a bit of a different story. I don't think I ever joined OnlyFans out of confidence. I actually think it was the opposite, right? Because I started OnlyFans, I don't know if any of you remember this, but it was right when I was getting, do you just remember every fucking video on the For You page was about me and about me living in a mobile home and like abusing me. So I started OnlyFans kind of as a fuck you, I think.
Yeah.
Because I was getting so much abuse, I was like, do you know what?
Watch this.
Yeah, watch this now. And I think I was kind of, do you know what? I think looking back, I don't know if I ever would have even had the balls to start it if all of that wasn't going on. Do you know what it was? It was kind of a thing of like, okay, well, yous are already giving me so much abuse, so nothing worse can
come
kind of thing. And it was back in 2020, I believe.
I actually started before you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did, because earlier when you said, I'm the OG, no, Bia actually started before me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Bia started. Bia is like proper OG.
I started at the end of 2019, really.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't actually get proper into it till 2020.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because we figured that out as well. Yeah.
Yeah, Bia's like proper OG. For anybody listening that thinks I am the OG, it's not me, it's Bia. Yeah, and I think that's the thing as well. With me, it was kind of a case of, right, I feel like it was kind of a thing of like, okay, well, I'm guaranteed, like, I know I'm going to make a shit of money. Whereas, do you know what? If I didn't do social media and I didn't have TikTok, I don't know if I would have had the balls. And that's why I'm kind of like, I look at you and I'm like, wow, because you've made a big name for yourself.
From nothing.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's so much more difficult to do than someone like me that already had a platform there and already had some followers that were going to pay for it. Now, this is a kind of interesting question. I feel like everybody's might be different here, but Bia, how did you tell your friends and family?
My friends, I just told them, like, I was just like, oh, I started OnlyFans. That was kind of okay, but my family, I remember, this is so bad, I remember I got a shout out off some girl that was from, like, my area, and my brother seen it. And that's how he found out.
Oh, and how did he react?
He was like, oh, you're an embarrassment. And I
was like, oh, Pia, you're not an embarrassment, love.
He was like, no, he's like, he doesn't care now.
Yeah, it's just the initial.
Because it was his little sister, like, and he was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and like, with my dad dying and all, he's like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, yeah. It was like, what is she doing kind of thing. So, he was just like, no, do you know what I mean? And I was just like to him, actually, to be honest with you, right, the very first time I started in 2019, and remember I was just saying there before I stopped and didn't get really into it, because he found out then as well, and he was like, that's, like, not happening, do you know what I mean? And then I was like, ooh, and I stopped.
Yeah.
That was actually before Miss Bikini.
No way!
Yeah. And then after then, I got the confidence, and I was like, do you know what, if you don't want to speak to me, that's you, your fault, not mine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I had real good confidence then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't really care what you think. But my mom is so chill. Like, my mom's just like, you boo.
Yeah.
She doesn't, like, she's just so chill. Like, she was just like, whatever.
And I feel like when you've been through something, like, because it's kind of the same with me, like, I'll go a bit into it deeper in a second, but with my family, they never really cared. Like, my family just did not care. Like, I actually asked my dad before I started OnlyFans, like, can I do it? And he was like, why are you asking me? Like, you're a grown ass woman, you know? None of my family cared. And just because you mentioned they're losing your dad, I feel like when you go through, obviously I don't really have my mom around,
yeah,
and you've lost your dad, I feel like when you as a family go through something like that or anything traumatic like that, it really puts into perspective how unimportant something, like, obviously, look, everyone's going to have a different opinion on this. My opinion is there's a lot worse in life.
You're living, you're healthy,
exactly.
You're fine, you're making money, you're thriving.
Yeah.
What is the problem?
What's
doing
the problem?
Room, like, you're probably being safe.
Yeah, what is the problem, you know what I mean?
And I think a lot of the time when you do suffer like some big loss or trauma in your family, it can kind of chill them out a bit in terms of that sort of thing,
because that was so traumatic, like, just doing this is just like whatever.
Exactly. But now, in saying that, like, I do know some people that, like, their families have just stopped speaking to them altogether, so I don't want to make people think that everyone's family is okay. There's definitely families that do lose the plot about it. But Rachel, you mentioned your brothers earlier, so how did you tell them and how did they react?
My brothers, honestly, they don't care.
Yeah.
It's the fact that people, you know, people screenshot stuff and they send it. And my brothers are like, I know, I don't care. Like, stop sending me my sister's, like, half-naked photo.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really weird. But no, I actually...
That's so weird. Why would people...
They did that to me.
Like, to God, nobody has done that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, maybe text my brothers being like, by the way, do you know...
Yeah,
this?
But like, also, why, like, are you...
Why do you care? Like, why do you
Why are you
care?
Like... Like, that's something you can't unsee. You know what I mean? Like, if you click into that, like, it's just a weird thing to do.
I remember when I was younger. You know when you're younger and you get, like, a new bikini or something like that? And you might post on your Snapchat story.
Yeah.
The amount of people that would screenshot that and send it to my brothers. And obviously, they're just opening the snap straight away. And, like, they'll see it straight away.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. They don't know what it is. Like,
exactly.
And they're just, oh.
Yeah.
And my brothers, like, they could not give a care in the world. They're just like, just buy me something nice.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was coming out with it, because I was obviously posting on my Instagram a little bit, being like, oh, like, should I start it? Like, to see everybody's
teasing
opinion.
It.
Yeah. But then I got too nervous because of the whole brother thing. I was just like, I really don't want nudes or anything like that. Because, like, I was going into it, it's just going to be underwear photos. It's not going to be nudes.
Yeah.
But I was just like, everything changes. So I had, like, a secret Instagram and a secret OnlyFans, and I covered my face for a while. But obviously you're not making enough sales.
Yeah.
So then I just blasted it on my Instagram, and then, my brothers were just like, I don't care.
I have them all blocked.
Yeah. Do you? Yeah.
I blocked them from seeing my stories, yeah.
I have them blocked from it. Like, have you seen my Instagram?
Yeah.
They're blocked. My whole family blocked.
I had mine blocked when I did OnlyFans, but I mentioned this on a previous episode. Someone sent my brother my nudes when he was like 13.
That's awful.
Yeah, now he didn't see anything. I don't know how he didn't see anything. I think it said sent a photo, and I think my dad knew what it was and deleted it.
God.
But like, to me, right, that's absolutely sick. Mm-hmm. Like, you are sending not just a family member, but also a child
underage,
naked pictures of their sister.
Like, so bizarre. So, so bizarre.
Yeah, no, my parents don't know about it.
What?
Do they not?
I think they might have an idea, or they might. I don't know. I remember when I started a job, my dad was in that job, and like I said again, everybody just finds out your shit, like,
yeah,
straight away. As soon as they see the new person, they're like, oh, let's look her up. And I was on OnlyFans at the stage, and I heard that people in work were going around saying about it, and I'm here like, oh, this is going to get back to my dad.
Yeah.
Like, panicking. And I was just like, somebody's going to go up to my dad and be like, how are you okay with your daughter doing OnlyFans?
Yeah.
And that's how it's going to get to him, right? But I feel like they kind of do know, because my mom did come up to me one day being like, what is this to do with, like, a post, you doing, like, a fans only or something, right? And I just laughed.
Yeah.
And I walked away. End of discussion. We've never talked about it again.
That was it.
That was it.
Okay, she definitely knows.
But I, like, feel like she. What? I feel like my mom does know. But
what did she say about, like, you making money and how you're, like, were you, like?
I always, because, like, obviously I did a lot of Instagram influencing, and I'd worked for some brands. Like, I worked for Shein and everything.
So you said, so it was that.
I just said, oh, because, like, I was like, have you seen my, because, like, I didn't really promote it that much on my Instagram. It would mainly be promoted on my story, or I made another Instagram just mainly for that.
Yeah.
So I kind of was, like, working around it, and then I'd be like, mom, I'm sorry, but have you seen my Instagram? I was like, look at it.
Yeah.
And this is the only one I was kind of starting out with it, and I was like, I get paid for just, like, posting photos. I was like, you know, I got free clothes off Shein. Like, I've been working with Shein.
Oh, amazing.
That's just the way I kind of worked around it, because I wasn't working as well. And she was like, how are you able to afford to go on holidays?
And oh, I was like, yeah.
I take photos, mom.
It's not a lie. Technically, it's not a lie. You were getting paid to take photos.
Yeah. Just that, what type of photos?
Yeah, well, I suppose my mom doesn't know, like, the nitty gritty stuff about it. Like, she just knows, like, I do OnlyFans, and she knows, like...
Well, see, if they look up OnlyFans, right, you just see, like, content creation.
Yeah.
You know, unless, like, they specifically go into deeper, like, looking at it. But if you actually just look up OnlyFans, I say, on, like, Google.
Yeah.
It's supposed to actually kind of be for, what, like, YouTubers and all
that. That's what it started out as, I think.
For famous people. It was for famous people to post, like, what they do in their lives. And, like, kind of like the way TikTok is.
Yeah.
But it was, like, a paid version.
Yeah.
Then people just started using it for other things. Like,
yeah, and now, like, it's so funny because now I feel like this is another question someone else asked. Is it true that you don't have to do porn? But we'll come back to that. But anyways, sorry. It's so funny because I feel like now, like, nobody would go on OnlyFans to, like, have their cooking challenge.
Yeah, you know? Or do workouts and stuff like that. If you are highly famous,
yeah,
you could.
Yeah.
But, like,
do you know what? There is this woman on OnlyFans, right? And it's low-key fucking genius. All she does is cooks topless. Like, that's all she
does. That's
unreal. Yeah, no, I heard about that.
Actually. Yeah.
I was just like, oh, no, I'd get splashes all over me.
And I burnt my belly. Did you see that?
No.
I was blending up soup. I'm not even joking. I have a burn mark on my belly button.
Ow. Okay, so no naked.
Right there.
Ow, yeah.
I had it on my story. I was literally blending up soup in my knickers.
And so if you're on your OnlyFans, it's a burn mark. Not a soup crackle.
So there's no naked cooking.
No,
for
it's not good. I've tried it.
And right, this one, this is going to, like, I feel like we're going to get, like, very weird answers here. But people want to know, Bia, what is the weirdest thing someone has asked you to do?
Oh, God.
Or the weirdest fetishes.
Yeah, this is the question I was worried about.
Yeah,
I was like, you're going to have more interesting stories. Mine's not that interesting.
No, but this is why I think it's important that we have a panel so we can see, because there's going to be everyone on OnlyFans has a different experience. You know what I mean?
It's so hard to think of, like...
There is a lot of, like, absolute freaks and people that have disgusting, weird fetishes. Mm-hmm. I never really did, like, I know, Bia, I think you do, but I never really did, like, customs.
Yeah,
so
I got one to get dressed.
Just get dressed?
And get dressed. Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I wonder what the fetish is there. Just get dressed.
Oh, and kicking the balls. Like,
that one happened to me.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to wear high heels, right? He was paying like 50, like, odd quid for it, right? And I just had to stand there. And I was just, like, swinging my leg. And I'm just like, I look fucking stupid right now.
Wait. Did you say kick a ball?
No, I was pretending that I was kicking a ball.
I thought you said...
Oh, kicking his balls?
Yeah, that's
what I thought this whole time it was kicking a ball.
No, kicking his balls.
I have to react as if... So I have to kick him in the balls and then I have to, like, be like, oh, that was so sorry.
No
way. Did you actually react?
Yeah, he told me I have to react. Yeah.
I just stood there and I...
That's what he wanted. I deliver.
No, he was just like, put on high heels and then just pretend to kick me in the balls. And I was just swinging my leg.
Okay, I'll kick you.
Yeah. I could see myself because I did it kind of in front of, like, I had like a glass door. And I could see myself in the, like, the glass door, and I was just like,
this is
I
a
look,
joke.
Like, I actually look fucking stupid.
I look so stupid.
My parents would actually disown me. Just for this request. Not about OnlyFans.
I literally kick, like, I'm like, I'm going to kick you in the balls. And then I act as if I got kicked in the balls. So think about how stupid that looks. So I'm like, I'm going to kick you in the balls, kick them in the balls. And I'm like, oh, that was so sad. And then I fall to the ground. And then I get back up and get, and say it again. And I do this for 3 minutes on repeat.
But you're supposed to be kicking him, not your, like.
Yeah, but he. Okay, if this is what you want, I will do it. And okay, no problem.
Like those requests, like your brain stops working when you get asked these requests because you're like,
yeah,
I just do what
it's
it
not
says.
A normal thing to be just thinking no. of, like,
and know? A lot of the time as well, the people that do, like, I feel like I never really, I might have done the odd one or two, but I never really did like the custom videos, but I have seen a lot of my friends would do them, and there is just normal ones as well, like, mm-hmm. oh, say my name or whatever the hell it is, but I feel like a lot of the time it is the weirdest of mm-hmm. the weird that are asking for the customs, because mm-hmm. do you know what as well, I feel like with OF there's this thing of like men don't want to be like actually seen or caught subscribing yeah. to it, so in terms of like the people that ask for the customs, they're the ones that are the, like, they don't care. Like,
yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, whereas, no. Like, you know the way you said that you used to follow my social media because
yeah.
of the period videos?
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, like, I'd wear, like, the period pull-ups.
Yeah.
That's when my weirdest, I think, request came
them,
in.
Them, yeah. I've again. Got asked for that.
I've never got asked for anything got to do a period.
And what? A wee.
A
yeah,
wee.
I got asked to pee.
But I don't mind that. Like, that's so, like, that is nothing to me. Like,
wee in. Have you weed?
Yeah, I do that.
Have you done poo? Today.
No.
No.
But I
you would you do poo?
You just were on the toilet and you weed?
No, a few different types of weeing. A few different types of weeing. Okay.
So, intrigued.
So one guy asked me. So he asked me to, like, piss myself in grey trousers.
Fuck off.
Yeah. And then
you have balls.
Oh, she has balls of steel. Like, holy she is shit. Dedicated
that's
to the cause.
One, like, fuck it. Like, there is obviously stuff that I don't do, but like, it's okay. Like,
I thought you said there when you were like, obviously not. Like, look, no fucking judgment ever. But when you were like, I did it, I was like, Bea, don't tell me you did scat.
No,
please.
I did.
What?
No scat.
It's poo.
Poo. No, I did wee. But yeah, he told me to do that, and then I did another one, like normal ones. Just peeing
yeah,
on the toilet
peeing.
And then peeing outside.
Peeing outside.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny.
What? Like, what the fuck? You've no, never pissed outside. No. Tell me that you've never pissed outside right now. Go.
No, I can't. But that's
yeah,
easy
exactly.
money.
Yeah, and I did it for money. What did you do it for?
She was drunk.
What did you do it for?
Nothing.
Release it.
But it is like that is easy money. Like, we do all pee outside, like, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? That is easy fucking money.
I know. I got asked to do it in the bath, and I was like, no, this is my
when
cleaning.
The water was in the bath.
Yeah, I was just chilling in the bath, and I just posted, like, you know. Just,
oh, I probably did that accidentally.
But you could definitely pretend you peed in the bath.
Yeah.
No, I was like, are you gonna pay for a new phone? Because he wanted me to put the phone down to see it coming out, right?
You're joking.
I was like, you can pay for a new phone.
No.
And he was like, oh, put a plastic bag over it.
I have one of those, and I've done lots of videos with it, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
and I was just like, you fuck right. I was like, no, I am not going to be doing that. No. I'm in this bath to get clean.
Yeah,
I'm
not
here to get more dirty. I was like,
I have loads of
all,
videos
like,
in the bath.
Shower. Face mask, everything on. I was like, I feel fresh as a daisy.
I never had a bath, I don't think, when I did on.
I was in hotels and I was in the bath and then I do shower. I have sex videos in the bath.
In the bath? Did
yeah.
the water not go anywhere? Everywhere?
It was splashing, yeah, but sure.
Walking
it, looked, it was a good effect.
I suppose the clean up from the bath is probably cleaner
it
than
it was in
the
hotel, so fuck it.
Yeah, okay. So, Rachel, did you make content every day while you were on OnlyFans?
No.
No?
I tried so hard.
Bea, did you make content every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You're, sorry.
I don't anymore.
Oh, do you not?
No, I just do 4 days a week now.
Okay.
And make 3 days of content every
okay.
day.
Oh.
Schedule.
Yeah.
Because I used to wake up like every single day. I'd do all Reddit pictures, like for each subreddit. And then I do like...
Yeah.
TikToks, and then I do whatever else I was doing, like Instagram, whatever other social medias I was doing to promote. And then in the evening, I do it again.
Yeah.
So I used to post in subreddits in the morning and then different subreddits in the evening and then post more TikToks in the evening. So yeah. I do them as I was going along.
Yeah, and it was probably taking over your whole life.
Yeah, it was literally, it was a lot, like, it was a lot. But I loved it. I loved it. Like, I didn't care. I was getting up, I was thriving, I was doing it, no problem. But then I was like, I was kind of isolated from everybody and I had no kind of time for myself or for my family and stuff like that. I was kind of like, always work.
You
I was never.
You're just like your life.
Yeah, do you know what? But I did love it at the same time. But like, I was doing that for like a year and I was just like, wait, like, I need to. Like, all I'm doing is just working now. My mind is just on work.
And it's good to have a routine as well.
Yeah.
Because that's where I went wrong as well, I think, with OnlyFans and why I, like, really... Because you know how much I fell out of love with OnlyFans at the end. Like, I actually hated it and I hated doing it at the end. Whereas at the beginning, I didn't. But I think it is similar to what you were saying there. I had no routine. I was just kind of posting as I was going and it was taking up all of my life all the time. So I think it is kind of healthier the way that you're doing it in terms of having set days, making a certain amount of content. I think that's definitely the healthier route because it makes it feel more, I think as well, like when you do something like OnlyFans, you're always on the clock. Yeah. Like you never get to go off work.
Yeah. Because I do video calls and texting and stuff like that. So like, somebody could just randomly text me for a video call or whatever, like whenever, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think
if I can do it, I can do it. If I can't, I can't, you know?
Even with, like, it's kind of the same. Like, I feel like, you know, a lot of girls that do social media kind of have this, like, lack of understanding towards OnlyFans. And I find it very bizarre because, to me, OnlyFans and social media really aren't that different. Yeah, one you're getting your tits out, one you're not. But in terms of, like, actually posting content and stuff, it is very, very, very similar. And even now, I find with social media, you do completely lack routine. So I applaud you for taking the steps and being like, no, fuck this, I'm getting a routine. Because it really can have a bad effect then on your mental health and it could make you stop wanting to do something that you do
I treat it like a job, like it is my job, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the way I treat it.
Well, it is. You have to, if it wasn't a job, you wouldn't be paying tax.
Yeah, and it pays my rent, it pays everything, do you know what I mean? So,
I didn't
do it, like...
It's not a job, like, people say that, even, like, I've quit OnlyFans now a year, and people still say that to me about social media, is dumb. It's so stupid, because if it wasn't a job, where's my refund on all my taxes?
Yeah,
that's what I need to know. Right, right, this question's going to be a bit of a deeper one. I feel like we're all going to have different answers. So I'm going to direct it at Rachel. This is a very personal question and I feel like everyone is going to have very different answers to this question. But Rachel, did you, when you did OnlyFans, before you quit, did you ever feel disrespected or dehumanized while you did it?
Yeah, I think mainly I kind of only feel like that in jobs.
Yeah.
Because like I did quit, I say once I was making enough, I was like... Because, you know, obviously you want to kind of work and then get that because you're getting, like, the extra. But then, you know, I started a job and it was just, as soon as I walked out, one of the guys from it, they were like, just to let you know, on the headset, they're talking about your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, I'm so fucking done with this shit. And then, like, every single job that I go into, it's always talked about.
Yeah.
And I just think that way, it's just like, guys, okay, I get it. I put my, like...
Yeah,
I, you know, my tits are out. Okay, fair. But like, I'm still like human.
Yeah,
I have feelings. Like, people find out I do OnlyFans and they're like, wait, what?
So do you think with you that it's less that you internally felt disrespected or dehumanized, but that other people made you feel disrespected?
Yeah, it was mainly other people. It was just like, they forget that you're an actual human being and they go around, like, you know, they're going around showing your nudes to other people and they don't realize, oh yeah, this person still has to work here.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
They have to, like, this person's still trying to get to know everyone and, you know, little...
This is,
you
know, actually a person.
This is a person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You know, I'm not some, like, little robot on the online, you know, just...
And they do, people do think, especially girls that do OnlyFans, there is an element there that I feel like, actually, I think your answer is a great answer because I think a lot of the time, even maybe more so than a girl that does a feeling that way, they can be made feel that way by other people. So I think that's a really, really good answer. Bia, what about you? Have you ever?
same kind of by other people. I would never like, you know, tat life and
yeah,
all that sort of shit, like with treads and stuff like that. But like, it's about how much you take in. Do you know what I mean? Like, I, with online stuff, I just don't listen to any of it. You know what I mean? But no, not really in my actual life, because I never had another job. Like, I just did OnlyFans, you know what I mean? Like, the whole time when I was doing OnlyFans, I never had another job, so nothing like that ever happened to me. And like, people, they're kind of scared to kind of even say like, if they're just random people, it's kind of scared for them to just say it, whereas like, somebody else was able to say it to you about like, oh, they're in there doing whatever.
And I think you as well, Bia, you're a very, like, you're a, I don't know if you realise this about yourself, but you are a very, like, you come across, like, very, very, very strong and very confident. So I feel like people would be more afraid to say things. Isn't she?
It's like her eyes, because, like, you have, like, such, like, piercing eyes. Like, you're staring at me telling your story. I'm just like, I'm listening. I'm listening to you.
Don't jump across the table, Bia.
Like, you have, like, that, like, don't fuck with me. Like, you want more.
Dumb,
Bia
don't
is...
Don't push me around.
Bia is very, very, like... Bia is a main character. Like, she is the boss bitch.
No, that is such a good, like, way to be. Like, people look at me and they're like, oh, we can push her around. She's a little doormat.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, yeah, I might be that, but I'm spicy too. Like,
For me, I think my answer to this would be, right, so when I did OnlyFans, it was made a lot more public than it is for the average person. So if you asked me this when I was in my first year of OnlyFans, I would have said absolutely not. Now, looking back in hindsight, I think I definitely did feel that way. And maybe even for me, I think I was in a very, very toxic situation while I was doing OnlyFans. And I like excelled on OnlyFans while I was in this very, very toxic relationship. So I think I was using it as an escape. And I feel like I was doing things that maybe I wouldn't have done if I wasn't in that relationship. So for me, I'm going to say, yeah, I probably did, based on how public it was, like my nudes being sent to my family. And I feel like, looking back now, I wish that I hadn't have used it as some sort of coping mechanism. Because to me, right, it was an escape. Like, if I was doing OnlyFans, he was leaving me alone. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, work on your... Because people use work as a as an escape. Like.
Yeah, exactly. This question we kind of touched on before, and I don't know what way they mean this. I think they could mean it in two ways. So is it true you don't have to do porn, you can do other things? I don't know if they mean by that you can do, you don't have to like do full blown like sex tapes and you can do other things, or if they mean like, oh, can you go on and vlog your day? Because, like, realistically now on OnlyFans, I don't think you're going to get anywhere on OnlyFans going on and vlogging.
Only if you're very famous.
Yeah, very
like
famous.
If you're like Kim Kardashian or something like that, maybe.
Exactly, yeah.
But other than that, you're not getting anywhere vlogging, and that's a fact.
Yeah. No. People
Unless you're naked vlogging, maybe.
Yeah. I feel like the name OnlyFans now has, even no matter what it started off as, number one, there's Patreon that can be used for that.
Yeah.
And number two, I feel like the name OnlyFans is connected now with the adult sex work industry.
Yeah, so if you want to go on for vlogging and you're like, oh yeah, I'm on OnlyFans, people are going to think you're posting your nudes. Sorry, hon. Like,
yeah, no 100%.
Like, you have to go in, oh yeah, by the way, I do vlogging and I do on OnlyFans. They're going to be like, you do realize that's a sex site.
Yeah.
Like, it's never going
to
be connected.
I love saying it to people, like when I'm in a taxi and they're like, oh, what do you do for
a... Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I would avoid it.
And I'm like, I do porn.
No, at the time too, I used to look...
They're like, oh, what?
Yeah, they get so shocked. They look at you and they're like, wait, what? I used to love doing it as well. At the time, I'd be like, when they're like, oh, like, what do you do? Like, it's, you're always so traveling. Funny. I'm just like, I do OnlyFans.
I never had the balls, girls. I would get in, right? I would be like...
I remember you telling me.
Yeah. I'd get in a taxi and they'd be like, what do you do? And I'd be like, social media. Well, it's not really a lie, but I didn't tell the full truth. But this is what I mean about Bia being like super confident. Like, Bia is...
I'm not even. That's the thing. Like, I'm actually not even.
You're
like,
just so honest.
But yeah,
you can't lie.
I'm brutally honest. But like, yeah.
do we think that there is any way of doing OnlyFans without people finding out who you are?
No.
Not really. I agree.
To a certain extent, you can get so far, but I feel like you wouldn't get...
Yeah. You wouldn't be super successful.
No. Yeah, you wouldn't be successful. Because like I said, I kept it quiet for so long. And I'm just like, you're not getting anywhere with it.
But I don't think you could do that now.
Yeah, because it's...
At this time.
In this economy.
Yeah, back then, I feel like you could have gotten away with it a lot more. But now, I feel like...
It's so oversaturated now. Like, there's a lot of girls. And to be honest, I feel like when, like, maybe me or Bia started OnlyFans... This kind of draws back to another question, but when me and Bia kind of started OnlyFans, and maybe you as well, Rachel, it was kind of more acceptable to not go full throttle. Like, it was towards the end of me doing OnlyFans that it was like everybody was going full throttle, like everyone.
I feel like it's only after getting like really, really, like you have to do porn, basically, I feel like, to actually make, be successful in OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's only after coming in the last year and a bit.
Yeah,
I feel like before that, like, you could have, if you were very, very good looking, like, if you were really, really good looking, I think you would have been able to get away with it and actually be successful in it. Because I know a few people that have started off by doing that, but now they're doing, since the last year, 6 months, they're doing full on because it's just not.
Yeah,
it's just not it anymore.
And I think that's another thing. That's why, like, I feel, for me personally, I feel like money is a big driver. Like, I definitely did a lot of things. This is just my own personal experience, but I feel like I definitely did a lot of things that now looking back, I wish I didn't do. And I'm like, oh, I regret doing it. And I did it because the money can become so addictive.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting so much money. You're going to get so much more if you do a certain thing. And it can become a thing where, like, for me personally, and everyone's experience is different, but I feel like I started off OnlyFans saying I would never do that, and I kind of wish, not, no shame to anybody that does, get your bag, get your money, but now I'm like, I wish that I personally didn't. And I think if I hadn't have been driven by money, maybe I wouldn't have. And I think that's where, like, when people do talk about OnlyFans, that is the one kind of warning that I do give, that everyone says, oh no, I'm just gonna do laundry. No bitch, you're not. You ain't. You gotta get dicked down, I promise you. You know what I mean?
If you're starting to make big money, you will.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I feel like any kind of business is kind of like that. Like, you always say, like, oh, it's just gonna be a small business, and then if you're making that money, it's gonna end up being,
you'll go to like the
bigger and bigger.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, like, I feel like that's with any kind of like business at all.
Yeah.
Even with like you just did social media, now you're doing a podcast now.
Yeah.
What else?
That's so true.
You know what I mean? So I feel like it's the same kind of
That's so true.
As anything else, really.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's really, really true, actually. That, in saying that, I suppose
it's obviously just a bit different, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, but sometimes I've got asked to do something, I'm like, Jesus, I'd never do that. But like the money
is so good.
I'm doing it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I feel like, yeah, there was definitely a lot of that with me, that looking back, like, obviously now, I feel like a lot that plays into my thing now is that I feel like I'm in such a different place and mindset in my life. Like, Bia knew me when I did OnlyFans. Yeah. You've known me in all of my eras. And I feel like now I am a totally different person than I was a few years ago. So what I was comfortable doing a few years ago, now I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm a different person now with a different mindset. So, yeah, I feel like that's the one thing that, like, when girls do ask me, and I find it really important as well to, the reason I wanted everyone on here with different opinions is because, Bia, obviously, you do OnlyFans. You love it. You adore it. You'd never do anything else.
No.
That's your thing. Like, then, obviously, we have me and Rachel, who have quit OnlyFans, and I want it to be an episode where I don't want it to come across as like, oh my God, go and get start an OnlyFans right now. I want people to be able to see everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, if that makes sense. Right, so speaking of money, girls, right, out of interest, I feel like this is the question on everyone's tongues, and hopefully we all have varying amounts, because that'll show, like, it's not always one way and it's not always linear, but what is the most, whoever wants to go first, what's the most that you've ever made?
Like a month?
A month.
I think my biggest one was 35,000.
Oh, and what? Right? Can I just say how big of an achievement that is for Bia? Because Bia started off from nothing. Bia did not have a big, huge, obviously she done Miss Bikini Ireland, but she didn't have 500k followers. She didn't have this huge platform starting off. So to make something like that is like a true success story on OnlyFans. And that's very difficult, really difficult. I want the listeners to know that that takes hard work, dedication, eat, sleeping and breathing OnlyFans. What about you, Rachel?
I'm just a little baby man now. I think the first month, I started was like five, six.
Yeah, I feel like
the first month I started was like 500.
Really?
And I built my way up like proper. No, yeah, because I had nothing. Like, I was literally just a random girl.
Yeah.
From Kildare.
Yeah.
Just starting up. Like, and I had like, I had to start a new Instagram account.
Yeah.
Start a new TikTok with my own name, everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that's amazing. Though.
Build it up from there. Like, I didn't have nothing before I started. Yeah.
But that's why it's such an, see, my story is kind of the opposite then to Bia's, because obviously I started off with having a quite a big social media presence and I was very viral.
You
at
had
the
like 400,000 followers, I think, when you started.
Yeah. And I had a big enough Instagram and I was so viral because everyone was slagging me off.
Mm-hmm.
So my first month, right, I started on the last day of July, right? And then obviously going into August. So my first, so August I made 80K, but in that last month, in July, I made 20K. So I think you would, or that last day in July. So my first 24 hours on OnlyFans, I made like 20K. And then the month of August, I made 80K. So I'm kind of the opposite to you, Bia, in terms of, but what I will
say. Yeah, like I built myself
exactly.
up.
Exactly. But what I will say is I completely lost interest in OnlyFans. What would you say? Maybe about a year before I quit, I'd say.
I'd say before that, maybe.
I kind of stopped. Right. I have a kind of thing. When I did OnlyFans, sorry to break the hearts of anybody who subbed to my OnlyFans, but I hadn't. Now, Bia doesn't just want to put that out there, okay? It's all her. But I had an assistant. So I didn't. Yeah, I didn't do anything on my OnlyFans.
Did you have an assistant? Sorry. On yours, or did you just do it all yourself?
I mainly did it all myself, but the only time I'd really kind of be like in the mood for it is when I have to kind of do a video.
Yeah.
Like on holidays or something.
Money driven.
Yeah, that's the
thing. I think that's what it was, to be fair. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I don't know how you did it every single day. I'd be sitting there. I'd be like, you know, I have Desperate Housewives on or something.
She loves it. She's a horny witch. And then
people would be, if I really didn't want to do it one of the days, I'd be like, but I feel like I'm cheating.
Yeah.
I could barely fucking text you half the time. I was like, I'm not talking to a stranger. Like, they're saying what they want to do to me. And
I don't want you to do that.
I was like, no, how do I respond back to that? Like, I didn't really make TikTok videos really about it.
You never, like, I didn't even actually realize that you did OnlyFans because I followed you back
a lot
then.
Of people are like that.
Yeah.
Because, I want to be like, you know, like the TikTok
influence.
I don't want to be branded together.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
No, that's once I quit it, and then actually when people were like, oh, go on Unscripted, I was like, well, I'm trying to get away from the OnlyFans.
Well, now you're right back in, darling.
Yeah. But then I was like, you know what? It's been almost 2 years and people are still bringing it up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I might as well just tell everyone.
Yeah.
And then that's it. This is what I want to do now. Like, okay, it's part of my past. Like, that's totally fine. But shut the fuck up, please.
I never had anybody at work on my page.
No, I knew that about you.
I had a sexer back. Remember, I got a sexer. And I had her for like a week. And I was like,
the one I use.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't like this shit. I just don't like that. I just prefer to do it myself.
Yeah.
And like, even, I feel like if this is how you know, guys, if you are subscribed to somebody and they're constantly active, like if they're online all the time, 24/7, that is how you know that is not them.
It's an assistant.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Yeah, because mine.
That's impossible. Like,
I felt like
you used to be live when she was sexting.
Yeah,
I remember.
Oh my God. I got myself caught out so many times, right? So my assistant would be on my page, like sexting, getting money, doing whatever. I'm sitting on live, like, hi guys.
Cooking a curry or
something. Cooking my curry. And oh my God. They're writing on to my OnlyFans being like,
and she'd be like, oh my God, I keep going live, guys. Yeah, texting into the group chat. Oh yeah. My God.
Well, I feel like that's when. So I made huge money. Like, even when I was in Turkey, there was a month where I made like 100 grand.
Mm-hmm.
But then my money kind of went down because, not because I got an assistant, but because I stopped liking doing OnlyFans. And I feel like it's something that you really need to enjoy doing so that you can make the most money. With me, I stopped wanting to film content. I stopped filming content and I just resent.
Yeah, I remember all that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember you used to have so many tricks.
Yeah. I would just resend. Like, I would film one video and that video would be sent like 100 times.
Like, yeah, or chopped and like re-edited in different ways.
Different video. Not me scamming everyone. No, I'm gonna end up cancelled.
I did that too, though. Too. I was just like, no video. I was like, I'd turn it around. You know, I'd upside down it. Everything. Yeah. I was like, I was finding ways just to
make it look like a different one. Because when you start falling out of love with it, that's the thing. Like, for
drains
me,
your energy.
I loved doing it at the beginning, but it really drained me towards the end, and I hated it.
That's when I was That's why I changed, like, to doing it differently.
Schedule.
Yeah, because it's just...
Yeah, so it's... You
start not enjoying it,
Like, you know, getting asked to do all these videos.
Then yeah.
You have to be, like, you might schedule, you know, somebody for this day, and then it comes to that day and you're just like, I really can't. Like, my energy was like, I'm like forcing myself to do
that. Yeah. How can you expect? Like, the other thing is, like, nobody is fucking horny 24 fucking
seven. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
you know?
There's people that are like on their accounts 24/7. That's not them.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
Just spill
because they're yeah. Well, like, come to me because
go to Via.
I actually I'm not on my page 24/7, and people know that. Like,
no, and no. The difference, the big difference, and I feel like this is why I love, like, even the contrast of the girls around the table, because for me, I definitely fell out of love with OnlyFans, hated doing it, got an assistant. It was fucking my mental health, basically, and that's why I had to get an assistant. But
but you had so much traction. Like, you had so much. Like, it was different for me because I didn't have that, and I built up to where I got to doing it myself.
Yeah.
This was like, to you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's completely different.
It was all at once, and as well as that, I think.
And so much money, like, what the fuck? Like,
and let me tell you, I don't have a fucking cent of it left. Where did I spend it all on? I need to know. Tits and ass. Tits and ass, that's where it is. I wonder, can I take out the implants and get a refund? Just wondering.
I'm selling Neve implants.
I could make all my money back if I just sold my implants.
Put on Depop.
No more selling my clothes on Depop.
No, like, when I quit OnlyFans, I started it up again.
Did you?
Just a small bit, because I was just like, I miss having a bit of money.
Yeah.
I got fired from my last job and I was like, you know, I'll give it a go. And then I got banned, right?
No way!
You know the way they came out with that consent?
The tagging and stuff?
Oh my God,
And I think one of my videos...
Do you remember that happened and we were all like,
oh, I've got a little job.
Awful. And then they just banned me, right? Oh my God, I had at least like, I'd say 7 grand. I did not see a cent of that.
You get that, like, when they delete your account, usually that goes into
none of it.
That happened to another girl.
And I know
she lost like 100k or something.
I know a girl that happened to, and she had 20k in it, actually. And I never actually followed up with her to see if she got it, but I remember it being deleted because we were out one night.
Because you know the way it's in like the pending and then it goes into like the
available.
Yeah.
Obviously, all of it was in the pending. And I was just like, all these people just got free fucking sex tapes and everything off.
Oh my God.
But then that happened. And then a few months later, I was just like, have you ever heard of FanView?
No.
Is that kind of like another OnlyFans?
Yeah.
They use Fansly
as
well.
I never use Fansly. Fansly confusing.
It's confusing. I just post on it.
I liked Fansly's website layout better.
Do you remember when OF is like going to be... Oh my god!
Yeah, that's why we all went on to like
Fansly. Yeah. We all went on to Fansly. I remember that, and we started up a group chat, being like,
So basically, just for the listeners so they understand, basically there was a big drama. There was a certain site that will not be named that had very wrong content on it that they shouldn't have. So Visa and MasterCard pulled out of basically anything, any website that was producing porn. And OnlyFans basically started saying they were going to ban porn. Now, can you imagine? We were all going to lose our jobs, darling, okay? So we all started going on to other sites. Now, OnlyFans never did ban porn. It never happened. Visa and MasterCard came back in.
I think it was a publicity stunt.
Do you?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's a good theory.
Because I feel like after that, like, look at it now.
Mm.
It's so popular.
It's thriving more now.
Do you know what I mean? Look at it now. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I remember everybody was freaking out. And I was just like, are we all going to lose our money? Like, everybody's like pulling their money out.
Yeah.
And I remember everybody was like, stop paying into this. I'm paying to Revolut or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fansly's good. But like, with the... Oh, I thought it was amazing because I didn't have to sex people back. They had an AI generate to respond back to their messages. So I'd be sitting there, right? I only was on it for like, I say 4 months or something. But I'd be sitting there, somebody would send me some dirty ass message. I'd be like, generate, and then just send it off. I was like, this
no
is great.
Way.
I was like, why is OnlyFans like not doing this?
Oh,
like,
that is amazing.
And like, they came up with such good responses. And like, if you didn't like that response, you just press it again, it gives you a different response.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'd say OnlyFans won't do that because I feel like
they're actually in the middle of a lawsuit right now for having managers on people's accounts. Yeah,
this wasn't really a thing when I did OnlyFans. This started probably when I was leaving around that time, but there started popping up all these management agencies. I get messages off them all the time still. I'm sure we all probably do, but basically, these men, I think it's like a bit weird.
Yeah,
they're taking a huge chunk. Mm-hmm. So they're basically running these girls' pages, but it's different than when I had an assistant, because my assistant, I was just paying her. It was a girl.
Yeah.
These are a load of men. They're
you can never even like have one-on-one conversations.
Yeah.
Really, like.
And they're telling these girls, you need to film this. We need this content to post on your page. So to me, it's like there's this weird like, oh, so are they, there's a lawsuit going on over that.
Yep. Because obviously, like, if you're a man and you're subscribing to somebody's OnlyFans, you don't want to be sitting up talking to a man.
Another man.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Like, you don't want that, but like...
Oh my God. A lot of guys join OnlyFans and I think they're like very shocked by the fact that most of your subscribers are going to be guys. Like, I feel like girls don't like... I feel like girls subscribe to OnlyFans out of nosiness.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because, to be like curious of like...
Yeah. Because back, like, I'm not even going to say who, but back before I started OnlyFans, I subscribed to a girl's OnlyFans, but it was only out of...
Curiosity.
Nosiness, curiosity, wanting to see. Whereas a lot of guys join OnlyFans and they think it's going to be all girls. It's up to them. No, bitch, you're going to be speaking to men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are, you are.
Did you post explicit on your feed or just in DMs?
It started off with just the DMs.
Normal, yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, same with me.
You know? But like, do you ever get like those people that are just so stupid that they don't know how to change their name? You know,
yeah,
you change your name on all.
Yeah, you don't have to have your real name on it.
And
then,
like, the amount of people that I knew from school that were still putting in their names.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd ask for stuff, and I was just like, you do realize I know who you are.
Yeah, that would happen to me as well. I would see a name pop up and be like, bitch, I know you.
Yeah.
And one time someone messaged me being like, we work together. Sorry, I did not need to know that. Why can't you call yourself anon? And Rachel, did you lose any followers when you stopped?
When I stopped, I feel like, my engagement definitely went down a bit.
Mm.
Because obviously I just want to do the period content or just shit. So I'm not really getting that much anymore. But
yeah,
I don't know. My followers didn't like drop like massively.
Yeah.
But it definitely did go down a bit.
I feel like I went through this weird kind of, what's the word? I feel like I went through this weird phase because obviously my social media before was very different to my social media now. And I kind of went through this shift of like, okay, I had like a majority male following on TikTok. And I had to kind of go through this shift of like a lowered engagement. I didn't lose followers, but my engagement definitely dropped. And then now I feel like I'm through the shift. So my engagement is like higher now than it was when I did OF. Yeah. I'll say that about TikTok, but Instagram, I would say like if I put up a picture now in underwear, it would probably get more likes than my average picture now on Instagram.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's always the way it is though.
For sure.
It's always the way it is, I feel.
For sure. And just because I know earlier we were kind of speaking about, you know, I do definitely have regrets about some things. I feel like I was definitely money driven an awful lot and maybe I lost my boundary with the money. But do either of yous ever feel like yous have any regrets in regards to it or no?
I don't feel like it, no.
No, be as a horny mofo. No. You don't regret nothing.
I just don't know. I don't regret anything. Not that, like, that I can think of, like, right now that I regret.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say I regret doing OnlyFans because I was able to travel and do a few things.
Yeah.
It definitely is a little bit of a question for me because, like I said, I thought I would have been with that person
forever.
So that was fine. And I was like, okay, gran, I become single and I meet somebody new and I'm with him. And I'm just like, shit, now I have to tell him till I...
You were crazy in love.
Oh, it blinded me, man.
Yeah, what's
blinded.
That called?
Blinded or love goggle.
Yeah, yeah, where you just, oh, yes, okay, kind of thing. Yeah. Like,
But that's very true what you're saying as well. I feel like that can be relatable maybe to a lot of people in terms of you were with this guy, you thought you were going to be with him forever and it was comfortability in your relationship. Whereas now you were single and you're thrown out into the world and you have to like go through all that and tell them about the whole OnlyFans thing. Yeah. So that's a very reasonable way to look at it. And it's like, I feel like that's maybe the case with a lot of girls that do OnlyFans.
Yeah, because a lot of guys aren't.
Yeah.
Like, they're not okay with that.
Yeah,
like,
and
very insecure guys are not okay with it.
Especially like my boyfriend now, he kind of knew me straight away by all these guys seeing my stuff.
Yeah.
And then one of them bought one of the videos that was like still roaming around somewhere. Now he said he thinks that I gave it to him for free. I was like, no, honey, I have your name in my account.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be a bitch and be like,
yeah.
Right. So in fairness, I got to give it to him for still trying to get to know me.
Yeah. That's a secure man. That's really, that's good
so
to hear.
Lovely. No, he's so lovely. He's been like, he just got to know me. But then I got so scared. Like, oh, I haven't met his family yet. But I was just like, shit. Like, your parents, everybody has Instagram. So I
But they don't need to know.
I know, I went through my Instagram. Every hashtag that said OnlyFans, wiped it out.
Yeah, go on.
I deleted every photo that was a little bit like...
Yeah.
We are just like gone. Because I really like the guy. So I was just like, I want his family to respect me too.
Yeah.
And I think that's how other people were probably finding out I did OnlyFans because it was still in hashtag.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't pop that on. I was like, oh, shit.
Because but it was worth it. He was worth it.
Yeah, he is worth it. Yeah. His girlfriend like 2 weeks ago. I was happy.
Aww, congratulations. Oh, we love it. You better not hurt her. No, I feel like for me, in terms of regrets, right, I definitely feel like I am a different person. Do you know what? I got to do so much, like so much, and I got to give so much to my family and my friends and everyone around me. And like, do I regret doing it? Like, there's part of me, right, that thinks if I hadn't have ever started, I feel like for me, I was probably a bit vulnerable. And that was probably the thing with me. So I don't necessarily regret doing it, but I do regret points that I maybe did think. Going so far.
I think with you, it gave you such a good life and your family such a good life. So how could you regret it wholly?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it did bring such good points to your life.
Exactly.
Like, so it's hard to say like, oh, I regret that all.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, it did help you through like a kind of a tough time.
Yeah. Because you were focusing on that.
You know
like,
what?
Think of the positives, Niamh.
Yeah, that's very glass half full, because when I look at that, I view it as like, oh, I feel like I was vulnerable at that time and that's why I did these things that maybe I wouldn't do now. But I suppose the other element is that I definitely did use it as an escape, so there is a positive argument there
and
too.
You noticed that yourself because you did say it earlier on, but you just haven't noticed it in your head.
You
did say that earlier on, so you obviously just didn't.
And do you know what, I think I beat myself up a lot because I don't know. I feel like when you have like a following and you hear people saying things to you all the time, you can beat yourself up about it. Maybe I wouldn't feel how I do if I didn't have such a big following.
It's a lot of pressure being like, oh, look at you, you did this, you did that, you did this.
Like,
all.
Even now, like, I'm like super into like politics and super into history and I talk about it a lot. And
oh, you always were.
Yeah.
I always was.
Do you know what the thing is? I always was, but people didn't understand, like, when I was going on being like,
yeah, they just thought you're an OnlyFans girl and talking shite. Like,
like, obviously, you're playing an act. You're like, Faux was a character.
Yeah, but your real you was.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the other sides of it. Because I remember that when you used, like, your one video would be like you being like, you know what I mean? And the next one is like you talking about like a debate or something. You know what I mean? Or about politics or something like that. Like.
Exactly. So, yeah, I feel like the biggest thing that annoys me now is people being like, oh, well, why should we fucking listen to you? You did OnlyFans. Whereas I don't think people...
They're still listening to you.
But I don't think... I don't think people understand. It takes a level of intelligence to be successful on OnlyFans because it is so oversaturated. There is so many girls doing it. Like, honestly, in my opinion, it's literally pointless right now to start OnlyFans.
The people that are saying stuff about... you doing whatever you're doing and me doing OnlyFans, they're just jealous.
Yeah.
And that's facts. I'm not even being like, jealous of me. Like, they couldn't do it. Like, they could not do it.
Oh,
like, you try get, how many followers do you have? Like 400?
Yeah.
You try do it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you go try do it and see how fucking good
see how it gets on. Especially, I think, a lot of the time, maybe it's people that would never have the confidence. And when they look at another girl that's, like, super confident, has all this confidence, they can't understand it. And there definitely probably is an element of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, guys, we're after giving you all the goss and all the scoop on OnlyFans, probably way more than we should have. But we're going to go into our user dilemmas and we're all going to answer them as a trio instead of it being left on me all the time. So you're in luck this week.
Yeah, so we actually only have one dilemma this week and it was sent in a few weeks ago, but I said I'd save it because we knew this episode was coming up. So it is OnlyFans related and... yeah, it'll be interesting to get everybody's take on it. So the dilemma says, hi, Niamh. I'm so excited you have your own podcast and absolutely love listening to you. But something that's been bugging me and would love to hear different opinions on this. This is why this is a great episode to do it on. She's going to get three. I'm with my boyfriend a couple of years and I've caught him on OnlyFans on three separate occasions and also subscribing to these women.
Uh-oh.
He has done this since our last conversation, which would have been the last time I caught him. But he's chosen to fill the gap with looking up people I know from our town and even my sister. I confronted him about this and he says he's drunk when this happens, but still continues to do it. I know I need to stop feeling insecure and looking at his phone, but it's hard when you don't feel good enough and constantly wonder if he's doing this behind my back when he says he will stop. What do you think about this, considering you used to be on OnlyFans? Thanks so much.
Cheater.
Right. Let's go one at a time, right? So for me, right, I think obviously OnlyFans and porn in a relationship is a very personal thing. I think each relationship is different. Some people are going to be okay with it, other people aren't. And it's the same with just normal porn, you know what I mean? I feel like everybody feels different. But I personally, right, would never... want my boyfriend to be looking at other girls on OnlyFans, not because of the actual OnlyFans, but because of the messaging element. That would freak me out. But the sister thing is weird as fuck. Like, that's so fucking weird. I think you need to dump this man. Like, what the actual fuck? Why are you even still with him while you're writing that message? That's what I need to know. If my boyfriend was looking up my sister on a fucking porn website, goodbye. Goodbye and God bless. What about you girls? How do you feel?
I think that's the thing. Like, he's looking up specific people.
Yeah.
That's what makes it bad.
That's what makes it bad, yeah. But like, for me, it's like, okay, porn in a relationship, go off and do it. Because sometimes, like, you're not in the mood to have sex with them. So, like, you know, that's it. Like, there's times, like, I'd watch porn. But I think the thing is, if you have, like, a specific porn star that you're constantly watching, then that's when I get paranoid. And then, like, OnlyFans, it's like, they're specifically, like, subscribing to this person. So that's when I'm just like, cheater.
Yeah.
You know, where, like, porn, like, if you're just going on, look at the trending, you know, you do your thing, that's it, end of story.
Yeah.
People go on purposely looking at these people and then they might not even be, like, the same body type as you.
Yeah, true. And then that's when it makes you insecure, kind of.
That's when I get insecure about it. And I remember talking to, like, my boyfriend now about it and I was just like, what porn do you watch? And he's like, oh, a trending one or whatever. I don't fucking And then I remember I was like, I was so curious. And I was like asking like my brothers and all this kind of crap. Because I was like, well, how do you feel about it in a relationship? And then...
Oh, men are always going to be for it, aren't they?
Yeah. I think so. But I think if you subscribe to somebody's OnlyFans, I don't class that as cheating.
Mm.
But it's different if you know them. Or they're like your sister or something like that. Like if these are people that you know that are in your town and stuff like that, like that's not right.
To me.
But if it's just a random person on OnlyFans, I don't feel like it's cheating. But the thing is, if my boyfriend was to look at porn, that would annoy me because I make porn.
Yeah.
I would just watch my porn. So that's like me, if my fella's a carpenter and I ask this other carpenter to do what he can do, do you think he's going to be offended? Yes, he would be. So that's another take.
Yeah, that's a really good take.
Watch my porn.
Yeah, watch yours.
Yeah, I think for me, like, I think the long and short of it is that, like, especially if you're looking up specific people, like, that's
the thing. The thing that is, like, it is defo cheating, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, looking up people that you can see walking down the street.
Yeah.
Or that you see in your daily life. Or
yeah. And what's the difference of looking them up? Now, I'm saying this in a negative, not a positive. But, like, a normal person would consider it cheating to look up someone that you know and message them on Instagram. Why is it not to think the same with OnlyFans?
Yeah.
If someone, like, if your boyfriend is going specifically looking for certain people and he subscribes to them, he's probably messaging them. Like, sorry, I don't know many people that... Well, there is a lot of people that use OnlyFans and don't use the messaging.
Loads.
Feature.
Loads.
There is, yeah, to
like,
be fair.
I mean, loads. A lot of lads are terrified. Yeah. Even like.
Yeah.
But like, on OnlyFans.
For me, see, like, I know you're like, oh, it's not cheating. But like, they're still, like, they're putting their credit card details into this to pay for this woman.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from for me. So like, imagine like you're going out to dinner and he's like, oh, I only get like this off the menu because I can't afford anything else. Why can't you afford anything else? Because you're paying for another woman.
So yeah, that's true.
That's the way I'd think about it.
Say that about his Netflix subscription?
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn. She got you, girl.
Would you say, like, oh, you can't bring me out because you're watching, I don't know, whatever is on, Shameless or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's like, that's just entertainment. No. I think for me it's like you're paying to see somebody naked and you can go get off porn.
You can get it for free. I get your point.
Your way to to be fair, you have me at home.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
You have like videos. Like if your boyfriend was doing it, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah,
like,
okay.
That'd be the same with me. If I had videos and my boyfriend was going looking at porn, I don't make videos anymore. So go ahead.
But then I want to make the point that is it a better man if he pays for it?
Yeah, because it's supported and respectful.
Exactly.
Because you don't expect it for free.
The porn industry is extremely exploitative, especially certain sites that offer it for free. Then women aren't being paid justly.
Yeah, and sometimes they're not even consented to be on that.
Oh my God, like, yeah. That's that's why there was the big scandal.
Because
there was a certain site that had like videos of girls that like just weren't consenting to being on the site, and then
OnlyFans is consensual, you know.
No, don't feel bad. This is what the episode is
like,
about.
I actually didn't even think about that. I was like, oh,
no, but I personally, for me, like if I caught Alex now subscribe to someone's OnlyFans, I would break up with him.
It hits different. It does.
I think it would be a little bit personal because you're just like. For me, I'd feel very insecure, like, you're going to this person instead of me. And again, like, you don't know if they're actually texting them.
Yeah.
Like, they might say, oh, I'm not talking to them, and, like, that would be fine, but, like, do you truly know if they're not talking to them?
Yeah.
Like, how can you go on OnlyFans and not be, like, hesitant to, like,
you know... You don't know,
you text that person.
Do you know what I say to that girl? Hack his OnlyFans. That's what I say. Hack it and get into it and look at what the fuck he's doing. To be honest, no, because that'll probably hurt you more. If you're even asking, my advice to this person is that if you even have to ask, you probably know how you feel about it. And this is what I mean. This is why, like, all of us have different opinions here on whether or not it's cheating. All of us think differently about it. And that's what I mean by it's very personal. Everyone is going to think different.
I defo think that what this is, what she has explained is definitely cheating.
Yeah.
What this man's doing is cheating.
Yeah. He's, especially your sister and like, stuff like that. Like that, are you still, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to be disrespectful to this girl, but
are you still with this girl?
Please tell me you're not with this guy.
Girl, by the time this episode is aired, you better have left that, okay?
By the time it ends, you better be gone if you're not already.
Like, would the sister and like her still be living in the same house? So when the boyfriend comes over,
I feel bad for her because.
No, it's awful. Like, you should not feel like that. Imagine like seeing your boyfriend looking up your sister and then he comes over and then.
Then the sister's
the
there.
The sister's there.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Like, would you ever catch any signs? Like,
him looking at her and stuff like.
Imagine she was a twin.
Oh my God!
Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
Oh, that would be so bad.
Yeah, ask a question.
As someone that literally knows nothing but the basics about OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Can a fella, like, be on OnlyFans without subscribing to people? Like, can you still view stuff? No. Okay.
You can have an account.
It can be free, but that's still subscribing, though.
Yeah.
But you still have to initially make an account, but you can subscribe to. Some people do free trials, some people have a free account.
Yeah.
And you can. But you're still initially subscribing, but there's just no traces of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still the same, but you could make some of your posts still available, but only some of them have to be like paid for. Like,
yeah, that's.
You can subscribe.
Yeah, on a free page, yeah.
But like some pages, I remember like, it's like, oh, do you want. So when people go onto your link and they press the link, you can. It's just like all blanked out.
Yeah.
So you can change it into, they can actually see it, but obviously the paid one.
Yes. You can see the titles and everything like that as well. Yeah.
And then some photos were actually still able to be shown because like you put that as an option.
Yeah. Oh, public. Yeah. I forgot the about that. Thing.
So like that way, yeah, but you're just only going to probably be getting like the lingerie photos. You won't be getting the actual like.
My OnlyFans is probably one of the most explicit OnlyFans in.
Yeah.
In Ireland.
Yeah,
OnlyFans have been.
No, it honestly.
Yeah, Rachel's going to be going home, put her credit card details in. Well,
cheating.
I've seen some of it for free, so. No, Bia's is very, very explicit. Bia's is, but this is what I mean. Bia loves doing OnlyFans. Bia, I don't think, right, if you got offered more money to sit in an office all day, would you do it?
No, not a chance.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, I just like doing OnlyFans. I do, I like it. And it's just the freedom that comes with it as well. Like, I don't have to do, like, yeah, I do work, obviously, but if I don't want to work that day, I don't have to. And I just love the freedom that comes with it.
That's why when I quit OnlyFans, I was like, right, I have to make it on social media because I cannot.
But you were gone now because you are already, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but there's still that fear inside that's like.
Yeah, even now I fear all the time. I'm like, there's always that in the back of me because the way Ireland is, guys, it's not like this in America. It's not like this in England. Like, we all know Tana Mojo and everything does OnlyFans, but. In Ireland, you are not brandable if you do OnlyFans. Like, it's just that simple. Like, a lot of the bigger brands just won't work with you. So that's why, even like when we go into why I changed my name, like, duh, that's why, you know what I mean? So it's annoying that it is that way too, though. I feel like, why isn't England like that in America?
Do you want to know really why?
Yeah.
Do you really want to know why? It's because of the religion.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, 100%. Like Catholic Ireland.
That is it. That is exactly what it is, because people over here think that, like, even like anything to do with sexual stuff, even the older people, like, they think it's like, oh
yeah,
my God,
terrified.
Like, how can you do that? Like, that's not okay, like, to do. Like, even if, like, some people could see you like kissing your boyfriend and they're still like,
yeah, they're looking at you.
Oh my God, like, yeah.
Yeah, we're still very Catholic.
Yeah.
Country. Like, I know we say we're not, and like, we're not in terms of how it was when our parents were growing up, but there's still an undertone of like religious belief to a lot of things.
I 100% think that is what it is. There's a lot of people that are still not here yet.
Especially,
you know what I mean?
Especially with women. Like, I feel like even sex is celebrated a lot more for men than it is women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even forget OnlyFans. Like, if I was to go out on the street and talk loudly about my sex life, people are going to look at me funny. Whereas if Alex was out on the street with the boys telling them something, they're not even going to look twice.
No, you know what I mean? Good lad. Good lad. Yeah, good lad. Like,
yeah. Right, guys, we have recorded so much, so I'm going to cut the conversation. Well, I feel like we could sit and talk all day. Yeah. Maybe 100%. We'll have a sequel someday. But thank you so much to both of you for coming in. And if you want to just give your handles again one more time.
Thanks for having us, Niamh. Mine is on Instagram, it's basicbia22. And on our TikTok, it's the same.
Yeah, thanks so much. It was such a great opportunity. My Instagram is Rachel Louise Kelly and my TikTok is Rachel X Ann.
My OnlyFans is unseen_b2.0.
Mine is deleted.
User is no longer available.
Yeah. Right, guys, thank you so much. I hope that has answered some of your burning questions about OnlyFans and shown you that not every girl on OnlyFans is like Bonnie Blue. If you guys want to get involved with next week's episode, then you can follow us over at Unscripted Go Loud on Instagram. You can send us true or tattles. Please send us true or tattles, guys. We need true or tattles. And you can send dilemmas. Or you can send dilemmas to us over on our email, which is unscripted@goloudnow.com. And guys, I swear down, if you don't follow us on Instagram, I'm going to throw hands, honestly. Get over to our Instagram and our TikTok and follow us. That's where you can stay most up to date. And we've recently added a new broadcast channel and you can reply in the broadcast channel so we can chat. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna let yous go as usual. I love you. Bye.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.